The words "just a small party" were probably the misnomer of the decade, and I had known this the moment they were out of my mouth. Thayu smiled at me and shook her head as if she wanted to say, "Is anything you do ever small?" I just smiled back. It was our sort of wedding, after all. Of course, Koldi don't marry, but take out contracts. And of course, we'd already had a ceremony in Auckland with my relatives and a celebrant. That wasn't officially a wedding either, because Thayu didn't hold any legally recognized citizenship on Earth. But we held a party for my family anyway. Then we'd had a slightly larger party at the exchange in Athens for all our colleagues. And now we were having one in Barish. "Just a small party," I insisted. And that was when Thayu laughed. I looked around at all the people. Naturally, we'd invited Thayu's brother, Nisha, who lived with us anyway, and sat at the far end of the table. Of course, we had to invite Thayu and Nisha's father, Asher Damiri. Never mind that he happened to be in command of the Air Force of Asto, the largest and most populous Gamera world. Of course, he brought some personnel and his customary guard as per protocol. They ensconced themselves in the hall and in my apartment's communication room, watched in turn by my staff in regular command of these rooms. His presence in my apartment, being a non-local military leader, required me to invite local dignitaries, just to make sure I wasn't discussing inappropriate subjects, such as invasions of third-party entities. I didn't really want them there, but I managed to get away with inviting two of the least obnoxious councillors. Neither of them were bad, as long as you didn't count the Barish Council's propensity to be somewhat combative about the suggestion that they had had a hand in the establishment of subversive groups that had recently threatened the peace. Which, was a legitimate accusation, because the Barish Council was not the most vigilant of governing bodies. These gentlemen loved their relaxed ways and long lunches. Those round-waisted men were safely tucked away on the couch, and I'd entrusted Yaris, a local member of my valued staff, with the task of keeping them there. For some reason, both of them had brought their daughters. Well, actually, I knew the reason, because native Barish society was still pretty patriarchal, and their fathers probably hoped that their daughters would meet some influential men here on the island that held the Gamera headquarters that was normally off-limits to them. Those very men I was trying to keep their fathers away from. Except the councillors probably hadn't expected that two of the three most influential guests were women, which the girls' fathers were trying to keep their daughters away from, in turn, lest the girls get ideas into their minds. But it seemed it was already too late for that. I could see the girls ogling Margaret Erland, who was one of those women becoming more graceful with age. She was immaculately attired in a rich ochre dress. Don't ask me the type. I know nothing about women's clothes. But it contrasted with her pale freckled shoulders and neck, which held nothing more than a string of pearls. Her hair, now more grey than blonde, was swept up in some sort of bun, with a few curls escaping on both sides of her ears. Being dressed in a colour other than Gamera blue and gold, she stood out in a very elegant, heart-stopping way. She was regal. She was stunning. And as new president of Nations of Earth, she would be powerful. Of course people watched her. She had been allocated the spot next to me at the main table. Not in the least because I was the only local person in the room she could talk to. I'd known her for a long time, of course, since she used to come to my father's house when we lived on Taurus and both he and she were in the administration. Never mind, I'd been 15 then. I'd contacted her again as soon as I heard her name come up in the election campaign for the presidency of Nations of Earth. Out of all things, Danziger had hired me to assist him with the off-Earth part of his campaign, but my heart had been with Margaret. She'd be a terrific replacement for Sekonan. She'd been elected last month, and had expressed gratitude for my indirect support, without which, she assured me, the balance of off-Earth votes would never have swung the pendulum in her favour. Sore subject. Maybe Danziger had expected to win with me on the staff, as if my appointment would heal all bruised toes that he'd stomped on. Margaret would take office in February. So when Thayu and I held a party for my family in Auckland, which happened to be around Christmas time, I contacted her by way of congratulating her, and asked if she would like to visit my headquarters at Gamera in Barish. And she said yes. So there she was, sitting at our table in her splendid gown.